This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Diana Inkpen, a professor of computer science at the University of Ottawa, is leading a team of researchers from France and Canada that will explore the use of social media data to help detect and monitor individuals potentially at risk of mental health issues. Using novel algorithms, Inkpen and her team will take the massive data generated through social media and apply social web mining and sentiment analysis methods to detect those at risk and their mental state.
Dr. Inkpen says her team's goal is to create a set of tools that can be used by doctors, psychologists, school counselors, and research groups, among others, to flag concerning patterns in posts made by social media users. But to do this, the team needs massive amounts of existing social media data to sample. The algorithms developed in the project can also be adapted for other uses, such as identifying at-risk youth or high school bullying victims. The research team will partner with a Canadian company, Advanced Symbolics, which will collect and sample social media data. Both the research team and the company have expertise in natural language processing, data mining, social media processing, and medical informatics in both English and French.
Kevin spoke with lead researcher Dr. Diana Inkpen earlier this week.
How will this research be undertaken? What are each of the steps involved?
So the first step is the one we are currently working on, detecting emotions from text, from messages. We are looking at the way emotions are expressed. We identify positive and negative emotions. The next step would be to look specifically at negative emotions, especially of how they evolve in time if somebody posts negative emotions in a consistent manner over a longer period of time. And if this is different from the normal behavior of a person, then the algorithms could pick up that this could be a pattern that flags some possible problem. And then the last step would be to figure out some application scenarios where we include our algorithms in some tools that can be used to help people.
Tell us more about what algorithms are and how they function and how they'll be used in this research.
So my research is on data mining algorithms, in particular text mining. And the way these algorithms work, they learn from training data and then they are able to make predictions on new data. But by training data, I mean we collect messages and we show a program which emotions to try to identify in that training data, and also which patterns could indicate some risks. And for this, we need some specialist experts, doctors, to tell us which patterns might be indicating risk. And then the program could learn from larger amount of training data and be able to make predictions in long term.
Why did your research team want to investigate this particular area?
First of all, is our goal is to help people to detect any problems in early stages, to provide information, even, I don't know, help somebody or save some possible person who might want to commit suicide in long term. But practically, we are coming from computer science perspective, text mining and emotion analysis, and I do have some collaborators who are psychologists, psychiatrists, and they saw a possibility to apply this kind of computational tools to help people.
Now, you mentioned in the third phase of this research something about how the results will be used. Give us more details on how these results could be used, let's say, for in an individual sense or perhaps in a collective sense.
We are looking at various scenarios. In a collective sense, they could be used by mental health research centers to figure out what are the issues, what kind of means of communication, information, support can be offered. And in particular scenarios, for the moment, we envision something like our collaborators, who are doctors, psychologists or psychiatrists, can maybe monitor their own patients' behavior on social media with their consent. Maybe, let's say, a patient who finished their treatment and maybe they don't go back to see the doctor again, but maybe they would have some problems, so if the doctor can receive an alert if something happens, that could help in some way. Or some other ways like that, where other scenarios, maybe longer term, we can look at cyberbullying, for example, or when some kids could be discreetly supervised by their parents or by the school counselor, and, you know, only kind of alert if there are any strongly negative messages, either showing some kids having some problems, either somebody else bombarding somebody with negative messages over, like, intense period of time.
In preparing for this interview, I read a CBC News article about your planned research, and I noted the following. When asked about whether these algorithms could be harmful to users if they fall into the wrong hands, Diana Inkpen cautions that, quote, we must be very careful about that, unquote. Tell us about that risk.
We have always to be careful and respect people's privacy and data confidentiality. Therefore, we are going to be careful about who's going to use our tools. In particular, nobody wants to, you know, have to hide their feelings on social media. People are trying to be open and share their feelings. They need emotional support. So we don't want to, you know, to make sure, we want to make sure that nobody is flagged by our program in particular, or somebody, I don't know, a public figure who, you know, there's no immediate risk, but we could imagine scenarios when somebody would flag somebody as possibly having a mental problem, and that could cause problems with their jobs. But, of course, we are not going to allow such things to happen. We are not going to target any users in particular, so we are going to be very careful about how help and support would be offered in a very safe way.
The article at the CBC website about your research generated a really lengthy list of comments. And unsurprising, I suppose, but I've selected three of them, and I'm wondering if you could comment on each of these. Perhaps we can just do each one at a time. Here's the first one. If we actually do something to improve the system, then maybe people won't have to turn to social media for support.
Yes, I saw the comments. So by system, they mean the medical health, mental institution support. But our program is meant to detect early signs. People who don't have yet really serious need of going to see a doctor, or people who don't intend to go see a doctor, so to kind of... And regardless of that, people still tend to share on social media. People still tend to need support from their peers in some ways. So, yes, definitely we should fund medical research in mental health for people with serious problems, but having some tools to help detect some early stages or monitor post-treatment, so our tools are supposed to help and complement existing tools.
Here's another comment, quote, wow, another Big Brother program for social engineering. How about a program for ethics, unquote.
Yes, ethics is important, and we all know that we are being watched by Big Brother, meaning, you know, there are tools for detecting any potential terrorist threats or any... Marketeers look for opinions, and they want to know what kind of products people like or do not like. All the websites have cookies that track our behavior. So in our project, we are being careful about ethics, and as I said, our focus on developing algorithms that could help.
Here's the third comment that I selected. You expect privacy online? No, there's none. If you want privacy, the last thing you should do is post something on social media.
Mm-hmm. Privacy is a big issue, of course, and I know about projects that try to detect when people put too much private information on some forums or somewhere and warn them, but people still feel a need to share, and I think we are in an era where sharing information is becoming normal. So, yeah, it's true. I mean, we tend to share, we want to share, but we want also to keep our privacy. So there are two conflicting directions. So we just need to find the right balance between these.
How long will it take before we see some results from this research? What's the length of time involved?
This is a three-year project. I'd like to stress that our focus is on developing algorithms and tools, and then we have to see in the next stages who can make best use of it to help people who do not intend to flag any users in particular or cause any harm or impede anybody's privacy or confidentiality of data.
Diana Inkpen, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us on this.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Diana Inkpen is a computer science professor at University of Ottawa. The social media study is called Social Web Mining and Sentiment Analysis for Mental Illness Detection. Diana Inkpen is also co-author of the book Natural Language Processing for Social Media, Synthesis Lectures on Human Language Technologies.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our web pages.